Learning this week is sponsored as a schuss of Fushleima for Yecheskel Dov ben Tzivyanecha. Because our learning is Shavu Fushleima b'Sei Shar Chaylei Yisrael. So the last few weeks we discussed various different aspects of Hilchos Kriyas Shema. We discussed the Zman of Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, the Zman of Kriyas Shema Shel Shachris, and now for the next 2 weeks we're going to be stepping back and taking more of an overview of Hilchos Kriyas Shema. What is the Mahus of Kriyas Shema? Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'rabbanon? If it is a mitzvah d'oraisa, how much of it is a chiyuv d'oraisa? What about the inyan of zechiyas yetzias Mitzrayim? What do we hold halacha l'maisa? And that's what we'll be doing for the next 2 weeks. So this week we're going to focus on the mahus of Kriyas Shema, whether or not it's d'oraisa d'rabbanon, and if it's d'oraisa, how much of it is d'oraisa. So the yesod of Kriyas Shema, I think most of us would assume, and we definitely had Makaris or Mashmazai, Mishnayis, that it's about Kabbalah Sol Malach Shemayim. If you look at the Chinuch says, Mitzvah Tovchof, Shinitztav, Vinu, Likre, Bechol Yoim, Arvis, Veshachris, Posik Echem Na Teira, Shebesei Dezev, Zev Shemayi Sol Hashem, Akeinu Hashem Echad. And he says, Mishroshe HaMitzvah, Sherotza Hashem, Lezakeis Amoy, Sheikablu Aleim Malchusay, Yichudei Bechol Yoim, Velayla, Kol Yom, Shem Chayim. So like the Chinuch Klor, the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is about Kabbalas Ol Malach Hashemayim. Al Tzad Hasheni, we saw Yishalmi, quoted today by Rabbeinu Yehuda, that the Yishalmi, which is discussing why Rebbe perhaps didn't have a chiyuv to stop learning to say Kriyas Shema, the Yishalmi says that because even though we know that if you're middle learning and it comes along any mitzvah, lulav, shayfa, v'chadayim, you have to stop learning to mekayim the mitzvah, but when it comes to Kriyas Shema, Kriyas Shema is also learning. So you're middle of learning, you don't stop one learning to do another learning. And Rabbeinu Yehuda explains al derech zeh, the shita of Shmuel. And we see from here, which we'll discuss Bezat Hashem later, but we see from here that there's maybe another way of looking at Kriyas Shema, that Kriyas Shema is an inyan of limud ha-Torah. It's a specific psukim of limud ha-Torah, but it's an inyan of limud ha-Torah that the Ebeshu is mechayev us twice a day, a limud ha-Torah. The Rambam, it's interesting, if you look in the Rambam seems to have both of these inyonim. The Rambam, mitzvah beis, so the Rambam says that he had tzivui, shetzivanu, ba'amunas ha'yichud, v'hu shenamin, you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was echad, shmai echad, and he says, v'hu omri yis'awa, and he brings the raya, shmai yisrael, Hashem lekeinu Hashem echad, and he continues, and he says, that the yikru, Gam kein zeis ha-mitzvah, that this mitzvah is also called Malchus Shemayim, ki eim oynrim kidei lekabla lov Malchus Shemayim, because this is the inyan of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, rotza leimer ha-yido b'yichud ve'amunasei. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachas Yigimel that discusses that Kriyas Shema is a kiyum of Malchus Shemayim. So you see the Rambam mitzvah bay, it seems to be understanding, of kol ponim the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is an inyan of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. But then if you look in Mitzvah Yud, the Rambam has another mitzvah. Mitzvah Yud, he should see Vanu Likris Kriyas Shema Arvis V'Shachris V'hu Amru V'di Bartabo. And this mitzvah, the Rambam says that this is a mitzvah of Kriya, and it's from the Pasuk of the Bartabo, and it seems that the Rambam's learning the mitzvah of learning, and we'll see, the Rambam sounds like he holds all the parashas of Kriyas Shema, D'oraisa, that it's more of an inyan of Limud HaTorah. So it would seem that the Rambam has two different inyonim going on in Kriyas Shema. The first pasuk is about Kabbalas Ol Malach Hashemayim, and the rest of Kriyas Shema is an inyan perhaps of Limud HaTorah. And we'll see Be'ezat Hashem that this may have a nafgamina l'halach and how the Rambam understands some of the Gemaras we'll be mentioning Be'ezat Hashem today. Now, everything we mentioned till now, the Rambam, the Chinuch, even the Yerushalmi, is all seems to be with the Hanocha, that Kriyas Shema is d'oraisa. And the truth is that when you learn first few prakim of brachas, that's definitely the impression you get from many, many Gemaras, that we're discussing halacha d'oraisa, starting off at the beginning of the Masechta, me'emes ha'kerin sashma v'arvin, and the Gemara says, me'emes ha'i, what do you mean me'emes ha'i? Where are you continuing from? They're saying me'emes ha'i, and the Gemara says, well, we're coming from a pasuk, b'shachal kumecha, sounds like we're talking about a d'oraisa. You go a little bit later, the Gemara brings a machlekes, beshame, besil, the exact position that you have to be when you say Kriyas Shema. Do you have to be lying because it says beshachbecha, or does it just refer to a time of day? And again, beshame, besil are arguing in the Havana of a pasuk, beshachbecha v'kumecha. Again, it would seem very much like it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And we find many other differences between Kriya Shema and other mitzvahs that are specified throughout the first few prakim, which also seem to point very much that Shema is unique because Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. However, when you get to brachas, daf chaf aleph, so you see that it's not so pashut. The Gemara, daf chaf aleph, brings a shita, Amar Bihuda, Amar Shmuel. Omer Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Sofik Kora, Kriya Shema, Sofik Loi Kora, Eini Chayz of a Kaira, you don't learn Kriya Shema over again. Sofik Amar Emes Yatsiv, Sofik Loi Amar, Chayz of Omer Emes Yatsiv, so for Kriya Shema you don't go back if you have a Sofik, Emes Yatsiv you do. My timer, what's the Chiluk? Kriya Shema Dirabonim, Kriya Shema is only Dirabonim, so Sofik Dirabonim Lekula. Emes Yatsiv is Dirayisa, because it has Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is definitely a mitzvah Dirayisa. Therefore, Emes Yatsiv, you have to go back. And then the Gemara brings that that's the Shita Rebbe Yehuda Amar Shmuel, but Rebbe Elazar's Chaylik, and Rebbe Elazar holds that no, Kriya Shema, if you have a Suffolk, you do go back. Emes V'yatziv, you don't have to go back. And that's because Kriya Shema, Rebbe Elazar holds, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So we have Machlekes Amiron, whether or not Kriya Shema's d'oraisa. Now, in Kol Yapsak, Zaktaisus, and other Rishonim, it would seem that we would paskin like Shmuel, B'mokim, Rebbe Elazar, who's a Talmud. Therefore, Taisus Nemzon, Taisus and Menachas and Sukkah and Saita, and over here that the Iker Lahalocha is like Shmuel. Kriya Shema is only with Rabbonim. Now, as we mentioned, the whole first parak very much doesn't sound like Kriya Shema is only Dinder Rabbonim. We have some other ayahs, we have the Gemara Darshan's Psukim about whether or not Shema has to be said B'chol Lashon Shata Shemeya, or if Shema could be said Dafka Kaviyosim, which is again Darshan the Psukim of Shema, doesn't have to be, do you have to hear it when you say it? And it's all drushes from the Psukim in Shema. It very much sounds like Kriya Shema is an Inyan Deraisa. Now, you could be Matra, and Bamas Taisus over here addresses it a little bit. Taisus says that this that we mentioned on that Beis, Shachachachav Kumecha, it's only Nasmachta, and Taisus and Saita expands on this and says, you're going to have to say that all the various Gemaras are all Asmachtas, but Taisus himself is Nochus, that it's a Deichik. However, Taisus L'maisa seems to come out that the Iker L'halocha is that it's only a Derabonon, and you're going to have to say that all these various Gemaras are all Asmachtas. Now, this is Shitas Taisus. However, the Achreinim, the Gedolei Achreinim, the Pnei Yeshua, Shagas Aryeh, and others, want to say a teretz which l'chayra takes away from the chaymer of most of the kashas. Some of the kashas are not going to be answered with this teretz, but they want to say a mahalach to explain what does it mean that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that Kriya Shema is only d'rabbanan. Now, what they want to say is gebayt on Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, when he's explaining Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kamat says this vort straight out. Rabbeinu Yonah says that Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Sofik Kara Kriya Shema Sofik Loi Kara Ein Echayz V'Kayra. Why? The Sfir Leila Shmuel the Kriya Shema the Rabbanon the Afal Pisha Kosev B'Tayru V'Shach V'Chavu Kumecha Sfir Leila Shmuel Shlei Amra Tayru Dafka Kriya Shema. Because Shmuel's Maida that there is a pasuk that's mechayiv you to say something be'erev u'mabayker. It's just that Shmuel holds not specifically Kriya Shema. Ela sheyikra b'toyer b'chol makim sheyirtzi. You have to learn something by day and by night. Besides for the overall mitzvah of limud haTorah, there's a specific mitzvah that every day and every night there has to be some limud haTorah. U'mash anu koyer zayis haparsha dafka eni yelam midrabanan. The choice of the pesukim of Kriya Shema that's midrabanan because it has the ma'ila of Kabbalah on the Shemaim and Mitzvahs v'Chadayim. L'fikach, Sir Le'ein Echayz V'Kayrim, and Me'la Shmuel holds that if you have a suffix about these specific psukim of Kriya Shema, you don't have to go back and say it over again. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Shai Gesai are Meirich to explain what this Vart is that they're saying that Avada Shmuel is Moida, that there is a Din D'Raisa, and that's what when we say that Me'emus Hakurin Shema Ba'arvim, we're coming from the Psukim, we are coming from the Psukim, because the Torah was Mechayiv us to say something Be'erevu Babaiker. Be'sham Be'sul have Machloikis, how are you supposed to say it? That also makes sense, because the psukim are referring to a chiv deraisa to learn specific something in the morning and at night. However, which limud do you have to say? So the limud is lav dafka the psukim of Shema Yisrael. That's only midrabbanan. And Yeshua says that could be this inyan of saying these specific psukim went back already to, we find Yaakov Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not something that was invented later. This is goes back to the earliest origins of Klal Yisrael. However, the Torah was never specifically mitzava us on specific psukim. Now, this teretz answers many of the Gemaras. It won't answer all of them, because L'mashal, if we're darshing the psukim of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that Shema means B'chol Loshon Sh'ata Shemeya, so it sounds like we're specifically learning up a halacha in the Pasuk of Shema, because if you don't have to say the Pasuk of Shema, who says that it's referring specifically to B'chol Loshon Sh'ata Shemeya, or that it's V'hoya is Kaviyosan? So this is something, it won't answer all the kashas, but it definitely makes the kashas much schwacher. Now, this is a Geshmak Mahalach, and this is a Mahalach that the Shagas Arya goes with and many other Acharinim. However, in Taisus himself, I don't think you could say that. First of all, the Lashon of Taisus is very much Mashma, the Taisus is muttering that, what is he going to do with all these psukim? He's going to have to say they're all asmachtas. But more than that, we had in the beginning of the Masechta, the first week when we were discussing Kriya Shema, so we saw that Taisus had a tremendous chiddush, that the prevailing minig was to say Kriya Shema and Dav Mariv well before Tseisa Kechavim. And the Shaila was, how you yaitza Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Taisus says, no, you could be yaitza Kriya Shema Shel Arvis once it's a Zman Mayriv. Or make it like Rabbi Huda, who holds that the Zman Mayriv starts after Plaga Mincha. So we could say Kriya Shema then also. And everyone was matmiyo on Taisus, that first of all, Rabbi Huda only said this b'negeya tefillah. Second of all, even if Rabbi Huda said it, or more than just tefillah, Rabbi Huda said it b'negeya Kriya Shema, we're not sure if the halacha is like Rabbi Huda or like the Bar Plukt of Rabbi Yehuda. We only say that you could fear the Rotsa Kamar of it, the Osa Kamar of it, the Osa Kamar of it, that if you want, you could feel like Rabbi Yehuda's because it's a Suffolk and a Drabonim. But if it's a Suffolk and a Dereis of Kriya Shema, you have no right to be Makel like Rabbi Yehuda. And because of these kashas, so we saw that a number of the Achrayim wanted to explain Taisus, that Taisus holds the Shitasai. The Kriya Shema is also only a Drabonim. Memela will be Makel with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not so Chomer to say Kriya Shema before Tseisa Kechavim. Now, that's all fine if it's a regular Din Drabonim, the Drabonim Mechadish, and all the Psukim are Asmachtas, so then we can be Makel. But if there's a real underlying Din Dereisus Mechayiv you to say something Belaila, so then I don't care if the choice of Psukim is Drabonim, that doesn't give you a right to be Makel in the Zman and say it before Tseisa Kechavim. So L'chayir Taisus is going to be very difficult to say that that's what Taisus means. So it seems that Taisus holds that it's a asmachta ba'alma, it's a regular din d'rabon, d'rabon r'machadish. There are other Rishonim who go al derech Taisus, Taisus Rid, Shiltus, perhaps they go with this vart of the G'day L'Acharonim, Pnei Shua, Shagas Aryeh. And definitely this is a mahalach to learn, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, not like Taisus, but to learn that it's only the choice of Pasuk, which is Dirabonan, but the underlying chayv is a chayv deraisa. Now, all of this that we mentioned till now is the sheet of Taisus, a few other Rishonim. However, the vast majority of Rishonim, that's the Ikil Halacha, is that Kriya Shema is a din deraisa, like you saw the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvah, the Chinuch, and many, many other Rishonim understand for a Pashtus that Kriya Shema is a Mitzvah Asay deraisa. However, even those Rishonim, there's still a tremendous amount of machloikis as to which parts of Kriya Shema are deraisa. So we have Be'ikr three shitas in the Rishonim. The first shita, which is the shita of many Rishonim, it's the shita of the Chinuch, the Rajba, the Ramban, the Ritva, is that only the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is deraisa. And they have a number of very stark rayas. First raya is a Gemara. The Gemara brings a story that Rebbe used to start his shir before Alois, and he used to go till past his mind Kriya Shema, and Rav thought that Rebbe didn't even stop to say Kriya Shema, because he didn't see Rebbe take any breaks in his shir, and he thought Rebbe didn't say Kriya Shema, until Rebbe Chiya told him, no, really, Rebbe, when he covers his face for a minute, he's saying Kriya Shema. Now, in that minute, the Gemara says that what's the Kriya Shema Shal Rebbe is Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. L'chayit means just the first pasuk, and it's very difficult to understand on just on a practical level that Rebbe should be able to say any more than that squeezed into that second, the Rav didn't even notice that he was taking a break. So l'chayir, it's mashma, the pashas of that Gemara, is that the only thing that needed to be said, and that's how Rebbe was yaitz eschiv midirais, it was the pasuk Yishma Yashol Hashem, okay, Hashem Echad. And it's much more than that. We also saw the halacha of someone's falling asleep. The only thing they have to make sure that they awake for is the first pasuk. We saw that the only pasuk that has to have kavona, pirsha milim, the first pasuk. We saw that if a person's working, he has to stop his work for what? For only the first pasuk. So from all of these gemaras, it would seem pretty clearly, and that's what all these rishonim hold, that it's only the first pasuk which is chayv derayis. However, there are a number of kashas on learning that it's only the first pasuk that's a chayv derayisa, and there are rishonim who are chaylik, and they say, no, it's not just the first pasuk, it's a whole first parsha. Now, as to the raya from Rebbe, so Rebbeinu Yehuda is madcha. Rebbeinu Yehuda says that, no, really, Rebbe Taka said the whole first parsha, it's a little bit shver, but Rebbe said the whole first parsha while he had his hand over his eyes. And there are other mahalchim to answer this kasha. The Rosh says that it could be that Rebbe was really potter. Why? Because he was being melamed Torah l'acher, even though someone who's learning Torah is mechuyev to start for Kriya Shema, but if you're teaching others, you're potter from Kriya Shema. So it could be Rebbe was potter. Now, he chapped an opportunity to say Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, that he quickly did. But the reason why Rebbe didn't say more is not because there's no chiv derayisa to say more, it's because Rebbe was potter, because he's melamed Torah l'acher. Now, who holds that there's the whole first parasha? So first of all, like we mentioned, Rebbeinu Yehuda holds Azai. And also Rashi, in the beginning of the Sechta, when Rashi is discussing this same inyan that we discussed from Tosis of the minig that they said Kriya Shema before Tzeis HaKechavim, so Rashi says that you're Yaitza later with Kriya Shema Alamit, and he says, Beferish, you're Yaitza when you read the first parasha. So it's Beferish and Rashi that the first parasha of Kriya Shema is the Eraisa, not just the first Pasuk. Now, the Shagas Aryeh brings a very stark raya, and the Pichadish brings a similar raya, that you can't say it's only the first pasuk to the raya. So why? Because the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah discusses, when you're allowed to be masik in the middle of Kriya Shema, mitnei ha-shalom, mitnei ha-kovet, mitnei ha-yira, different halachas in being masik in Kriya Shema. And the Gemara then asks, could we shtel the suit to Halala Megillah? And the Gemara says, what will be the tzad to say that it's also true by Halala Megillah? Because it's a Kavach Haimer. Madach Kriya Shema, which is the Eraisa, I'm allowed to be mafsik. Kol Shekin, Halal Megillah, that's Rabbanon, I can be mafsik. Now, Zok Tashak Zari, 1 second. If the Chaluk of Kriya Shema is the Eraisa, is only the first Pasuk, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of the first Pasuk for anything. So it's Poshet not true, what the Gemara says, that Kriya Shema is the Eraisa, you can be mafsik. You'd only be mafsik in the middle of the Chaluk of Kriya Shema, that's Rabbanon. So Zok Tashak Zari, it must be that it's more than just the first Pasuk, that's the Eraisa. And there are truths into this kasha. First of all, you could say that maybe the Gemara means that Kriya Shema is Ikra Midiraisa. There's an interesting Kriya Sefer. The Kriya Sefer wants to say that even if the Chiyav Midiraisa is only the first Pasuk, but there's a Kiyam Midiraisa of the whole Kriya Shema. It's all a Kiyam of the Din Diraisa, and the male it's considered stopping in the middle of a Diraisa, even though the Chiyav Midiraisa is only the first Pasuk. But this is the Rai of the Shagas Aryeh. So we have the sheet of many Rishonim, that's only the first Pasuk. We have the sheet of Rashi, Ben Yehuda, who hold that it's the second Parsha also. And then we have one more sheet. We have Sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam holds, Pashas of the Lashon HaRambam, is that all three Parshas of the Raisa. If you look in the Rambam says, Pamayim b'chol yoyim k'rin kriya shema b'erbu b'boiker, and he brings the Pasuk in the Torah, and he says, Umahu k'rish shloisha Parshas, Elohim shema v'hoim shemoy b'yomer. Clearly, he puts all three parashas together. He's not mechalik. And this is the way the Achreinim all understand the Rambam, to be saying that all three parashas are midiraisa. The last parasha would be Zechir Sisiyas Mitzrayim. But the first two parashas, the Rambam's clearly understanding, are midiraisa. The question in the Rambam is, if the first two parashas are midiraisa, so what's pshat in all these chalukim we saw that were specific to the first pasuk? How could Rebbe only say the first pasuk? How could it be that if a person's sleeping, his yaitz was just the first pasuk? So the Kesef Mishnah explains this, that the halacha, and the Rambam himself passes this halacha, that if you say just the first pasuk, your yaitz, midiraisa, you don't have to wake someone up. What that means is that he has to say the whole thing, but if he's half asleep, as long as he was fully awake by the first pasuk, if he said the rest half asleep, he's yaitz. But the Shaila is right there. What's the difference between the first Pasuk and the rest? Why was Rebbe Makbid to say just the first Pasuk? So you tell me because of the Rosh. He was Potter because he was Malamal Acherim. But still, what's the point? Why is he saying the first Pasuk if he's not getting Kriya Shema? So it could be that Lefi, what we said in the beginning, that the Rambam understands is two in Yonim and Kriya Shema, we can understand very Gishmak. Avada, the Rambam holds all of Kriya Shema's Dereisa. However, the first Pasuk, Milvad the Chiyav of being Kaira Kriya Shema, which is more Migdine Limera Taira, which is a Din Dereisa, and that perhaps is not Machayev you to have the specific Kavona, maybe that you could do while you're working. There's another aspect. The first Pasuk, you're being Mekayim Kabos Ol Malchus Shemayim. Now, you mean Mekayim Kabos Ol Malchus Shemayim, so it's understandable that for the Kabos Ol Malchus Shemayim, you have special halachas, that you have to be awake. You have to be fully awake. You have to have Kavona. You can't be working. It's a bizoyin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Kabos Ol Malchus Shemayim. You're doing anything but being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So, Avada Rebbe was Potter from Kriya Shema. But that was from the Kriya part, because he was teaching Torah. He doesn't have to stop for a different mitzvah of Limud Torah, like the Yishalmi says. But the Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, that Rebbe was not Potter from. So Rebbe stopped for the Chelik of the mitzvah, the Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. So if he's there, it's very geshmak that the Rambam can hold its all Deraisa. This that we find so many special halachas that are unique to the first Pasuk, that's only because the first Pasuk has an additional mitzvah of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. So just to sum up, we're coming out that we have some Rishayim who pass them like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kriya Shema Zeh Rabbanan. Even in that Shita, we're saying that it could be, it just means that the selection of Psukim is Zeh Rabbanan, not the whole Kriya. Rav Rishayim, Kamat all Rishayim, except for a few Taisus, Taisrid, the Shiltis, hold that Kriya Shema Zeh Raisa. We have many, many Rishayim, we'll see that's the Ikel Allah who will hold it's only the first Pasuk. We have Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi hold it's the first parasha, and then we have the Shita of the Rambam that all three parashas are a mitzvah seder iraisa. Shkoyach.